This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. And it's Sunday morning. It's gorgeous out. You can see the sun from the windows here. There's a nice sky out there. Nice temperature, looking like a high of maybe 80 in the area. But it's a great time to be getting out in that garden, getting your hands dirty, cleaning up for fall, adding new shrubs and trees and perennials for your garden. It's really the best time of year to be doing it. Even though for the lawn, awesome time to be doing it. And I've talked about it a few times, but the lawn is best time to really get you beneficial for the future is right now to be doing the lawn. So give us a call if you have any questions. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, I'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything I can to answer them. If you don't get through or you're too shy to really give us a call, go to the website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom where the contact us, where it says drop us a line. Send us an email. Be getting the emails, and I can start to answer your questions from there. Those of you who have emailed, I've answered a few here and there the best I can. We're working on fixing where the emails go. They were going to my father's website, but now they're going to start to come to me in the next few days, maybe a week or so. So you can go there, and I can answer them for you. Email's the best way for me. I can get to you to help you the best I can. The other thing I want to talk about on the website is you can listen live or the podcast. So if you miss something, you want to hear it, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. Click on the top where it says listen live and podcast, and it'll actually get the past shows. So if you want to hear my father's voice, that type of thing, you can listen to all of them. I think we have about like 9 years in the archive that you could listen to some of the, you know, timely events. So if you want to hear what he talked about in 2017 around this date, what people were doing, that type of thing, maybe they have some of the same questions, you can do it then. So it's pretty cool stuff. They already have a couple of the hours up on the podcast from today. So go ahead and listen to it. It's cool. I've been listening to a few here and there to hear my dad's voice. It's not the easiest thing for me, but I've been doing it just to listen so I can hear him, get some of those tips that he talks about, what we're going to be doing in the coming weeks. Once I really can have some time to get into it, is find some of those tips that he had so you guys can hear his voice too during the show. Probably have some tips from Paul, that type of thing. So stay tuned to that. We'll definitely be doing that in the future. It's just takes a little bit of time for us here to be doing that. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody on the line? Nathan? All right. Sounds like
We do. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
Cynthia in Cape Cod.
Cynthia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. It's time for We Ladies on Cape Cod, and we're talking about overseeding. I overseeded this spring after aerating, and I'm using the Pearls Premium that your dad so often talked about. My question is, I want to add to that and overseed again. I have more aeration scheduled for Saturday, and I know to mow the lawn short and so forth, but I am beginning to wonder, is it best to aerate again, or should I dethatch before planting again or overseeding?
You can definitely aerate again. It's not going to hurt, especially you want the roots to be able to move around there if it's too compacted, that type of thing.
Well, it was aerated in the spring, and I overseeded, but I'm going to do it again because I just want that lush look. And,
understandably,
on Cape Cod, without a sprinkler system, I have dry patches despite how I try to water. Maybe it's just the August lawn. I don't know.
So, it's definitely something that you can do right now. Dethatching, if you wanted to, you could do your own type of dethatching by using like a metal rake to clean up. I'm just throwing things out there.
Okay.
For anybody else who might be thinking about dethatching, a metal rake can do some of that light dethatching for you. Dethatching, one of the ways to really look at it is to take a look at part of the lawn and dig down with like a flat shovel. See if you can kind of lift the lawn piece, the sod, if you will, up a little bit. The thatch is that lower part of like the white where it's like a whitish gray where it's very thick usually, or it might not be thick. So what I want you to do is kind of, if you can, and you can even pull back some of the lawn without even digging it up, but kind of get to the bottom to see if there's a lot of that white or if it's very thick close to the soil. If it's very thick, then you definitely want to dethatch because some of that seed and the fertilizer and the water and everything's not getting all the way down there that quickly. If you don't see a lot of that white, it almost looks like a very thick root system underneath. If you don't see a lot of it, then you don't need to dethatch. Like I said, the easiest way, just go down, pull apart the grass and see if you can see it. It's like a whitish, brownish gray color. It's definitely, you'll notice.
I could just take an edger into the lawn and pull it apart and look.
Yeah, you could just get down a little bit and pull up a little bit. Don't like rip it all the way up.
Okay.
Just pull up a little bit so you have that break in between where the different sides of the lawn are and take a look.
Right.
You're going to notice that there's a different color of it, that's a different texture of it. And if it's really thick there, then I definitely want you to dethatch it. If it's not very thick, and there's some there, don't worry about it. Some of the thatch isn't actually a bad thing. The heavy thatch of a couple, like an inch or more, that's a bad thing. That's when you really want to get it. Maybe a half an inch or less where it's not so thick, that's not a bad thing. You don't always have to get rid of all the thatch, especially when you're trying to get it down for winter. But so that's one of the ways you got to kind of look at it to see. Continue what you're doing with the aeration this fall. You might not need to do it in the spring. Since you've done it twice here, the reseeding would be perfect. Make sure that you put a starter fertilizer down with that. I like to always put a starter fertilizer down with a heavy middle number.
I heard you. Okay.
What that does is it really helps the roots. I had a professor in college that said, you take care of the roots, you have better shoots. And those shoots for the lawn are the grass blades. So the more you protect, the more you take care of those roots, the better product you're going to have in the end. And it's going to take some time over time to be doing this, to continually fertilize it on a phase program, an application program, that type of thing. And I know with the Pearls Premium, you don't need to fertilize as much and not water as much.
From what your dad said, doesn't the Pearls Premium eventually take over the lawn?
It will. And so what it does is it has some of the creeping type grass in it that will take over and allow it to be all that. And that's what you want from the seed. It's a less maintenance, less mowing,
correct,
less water, less fertilizer, because it's such a connected root system, that type of thing. But when you're getting it established, I always like to have that starter fertilizer, that type of thing, to really give it that boost to get in there. You might notice in the spring, once the lawn starts coming up, that you're going to see maybe, let's call it, three quarters of the lawn is full. But it might be down to, you know, half the lawn is full of that Pearl's Premium, and you're going to have to do it again in the spring. It might take a few applications, but eventually you'll get there and it'll really work.
And in the spring, should I again aerate? You said I might not have to, but what is your recommendation?
I don't know if I would aerate in the spring. I would definitely take a look at dethatching, you know, checking it out, see how it is. Really
dethatch
just getting
in the spring?
Yeah, just getting a cleaning out of that lower, not so good grass, if you will. Clean it, get everything cleaned out, that type of thing. That's what I would do.
It will take if I dethatch in the spring and just cut short. Well, it'll probably be short enough if I do it in March or April.
Yeah.
In fact, when should I do it? It's mid-Cape. And
probably April.
And then just put it down, mow short, and put the seed down?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the phone call, Cynthia.
Okay, ciao.
Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And good morning, gardeners, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. A lot of great calls today. A lot of great information going out there. So let's go right back into the phone line and see who we can help next. Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I want to bring in my plants from, I had them outside all summer long. When do I spray them before I bring them in? The day before, a week before, or?
So you can usually, so depending upon what you're using, if you're using like an all seasons oil,
yes.
You can, you know, it's organic. So you could do it the day of. What I like to do is maybe do it in the morning, spray in the morning and bring in later in the day. That type of thing would be fine. Another thing that I'd like you to do other than just spraying, is use a, household insect control. It's a 2% systemic insect control. That one of the biggest things that comes in from outside are like fungus gnats. Those little, they almost look like fruit flies, but they're just annoying that are coming out of the soil of the plants. Bonite has that product. It's called systemic house plant. Mix that into the soil. That's going to help any of the soil-borne insects and pathogens, help with that, as well as the spray. But you can definitely be doing it the day of. If you're a little concerned about having it dripping, that's why I say, you know, spray in the morning and then bring them in later at night. But as you know, with bringing some of the plants in for winter or for the colder air, you kind of want them, you know, you don't want them to be completely shocked and come inside when it's the real heat. So you want to get them acclimated to the house. You know, so it's not that time when you're keeping the, you know, 70 degrees or hotter in the house at that point yet. You want it to still be where it's cool, so it has that gradual feeling into it, so it can kind of get down to that type of dormant period, or to just to continue for you in the right way.
So this has systemic house plant. Can I do that the day before, or can I do it now? Because within the next couple of weeks, I'm bringing them in.
You can definitely do it now. I believe on there it'll tell you to do it a couple times.
Okay.
It's something that you mix into the soil and then you water in. But I found it, it's very a very good product to help any of the soil-borne pathogens. You don't know what's outside that you're bringing in, and you don't want what's outside coming in unless it's what you want with the plant. So this is just a nice way to protect the soil. If you're protecting the plant and spraying everything, you know, the stems, etc., you take that next step and you do the soil, and I think it just it's an added benefit for you.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem, Margaret. Thank you for the phone call.
Have a great week. Have a great week.
You too. Bye. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I got a couple minutes, so anybody else on the line, Nathan?
Yes, yes, we've got Bill and Mattapoisett.
Bill and Mattapoisett, welcome. How can we help you?
Hey, Patrick, good morning. I bought a great, from a great nursery, a coral bark Japanese maple. I planted it appropriate, and it's really been compromised. It was great looking when I got it. The leaves, the outer part of the leaves have all turned brown. This is my second season. I planted it a year ago spring, and I'm just wondering, it's a windy situation. Initially, I was watering with the water that is the water out of our well, which has quite a bit of iron. I thought that might be the issue. I stopped doing that and ended up getting a better quality of water. And so I don't think it's the water. And I'm just wondering if you had any ideas what be making this plant looking like it all the outside of the leaves. Are quite brown.
Okay. So there's a couple things we can talk about. I got about like 40 seconds before we go to break, so I'm going to have you hang on too, so we can get more information for you. One of the things you can do, as you said, it's not the watering, but heavier, deeper waterings during the season, even though it's a year old and it's been in the ground. The weather that we've had this past August was the hottest on record. So it could have affected it that way. I'm sure that this has happened before, so it's not just the heat. So let me give you a few more bits of advice after the break.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still described as a nasty and dangerous rainmaker, Florence has been downgraded to tropical depression. The National Weather Service reporting the storm now packing maximum sustained winds of about 35 miles an hour southwest of Columbia, South Carolina, but dumping dozens of inches of rain on the Carolinas, where at least 13 people have died because of the storm and nearly a million people are without power because of it. The power's back north of Boston, where there were dozens of natural gas fires and explosions on Thursday, Governor Charlie Baker says.
Inspections have been completed and signed off on over 5,000 residences. Over 5,000 customers have had their power restored.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Bill about his Korobel Japanese maple. And he had some questions. Coral bark, not coral bell. I'm sorry. Coral bell is a perennial. Coral bark, Japanese maple. We're talking about a couple things. So, on Japanese maples, the turning brown and the leaves, on the outside of the leaves, can be a sign of dehydration for a plant. what I like to do is have a deep watering. So what that means is I'll put the hose out next to the plant and leave it on a trickle. And for like a coral bark maple like this, I'd leave it on for about a half an hour. Really get that deep soaking watering that it has. As you said, you bought it last year, that type of thing, and it's done this. These types of maples are known for drying out quickly. If they can be in a little bit of shade, they don't dry out as quick if it's in full sun. even though the tag might say full sun, it might be scorched by the sun, and that could be some of the browning that you're seeing on there. A couple of the things that I'd like for you to check is take a look at the bottom of the plant and see if the root flare of the maple is exposed. Now that root flare is where it kind of like shoots out on the bottom. You want that part to be exposed a little bit, because that's how the plant will breathe from underneath there. So if that is if the soil or the mulch is too high on that, that can help. That could hurt the plant. Most growers at like wholesale garden centers or growing facilities, what they'll do is they pack some of that soil up to hold the root ball together so as much of the root system will be there, and they'll pack it up against the trunk. That's done to hold it, but when you get it, you should be removing some of that. So take a look at that. Also, if you have mulch around it, take a look and remove some of it away from the stem itself, the trunk, to make sure. The other thing, a lot of Japanese maples don't like heavy nitrogen fertilizers. So if you've used any fertilizer in the past, maybe go on a lighter way, like a tree tone They have the light organic numbers on there for fertilizers. So you could do those in the spring and the fall. When you do it in the fall, you do it at half the rate compared to in the spring where you do it as the full rate because you want it to actually show more in the leaves themselves. Does that seem to help you, Bill?
It does. It does. It gives me some things to try to improve on it. All right. I appreciate your time, Patrick. Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you, Bill. You have a great day as well. It's just one of those things when it comes to the soil is taking it away from the base of the tree that really does help it. Are animals eating those beautiful, expensive plants around your home? Bonide's Repelzol is the answer. Bonide Repelzol is an all-natural animal repellent that repels deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and more by scent, taste, and as an irritant. Unlike other repellents, Repelzol does not have an unpleasant odor and will last for up to 2 months. You can safely apply all-natural Repelzol to trees, shrubs, perennials, bulbs, and other plants. It's also great to use on structures and fences to prevent horses from chewing on them. Repelzol is available in both a liquid and granular form. The liquids are available and ready to use, concentrate in a hose end sprayer container which attaches to your garden hose. The granular form is available in shaker containers for easy application in a 6-pump bag that you can apply through your spreader. Bonide products are family made in America. Repelzol is available at these fine stores. Mahoney's at a garden center near you. West Lebanon Feed and Supply, West Lebanon, New Hampshire. Acampo's True Value Agway in Central Maine. Speaking of the Repelzol, it's going to start to be a great time to get ready to be spraying for the winter, for those pesky deer, that type of thing. So it is a timely information there for you just to get ready for it in the future. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody else on the line?
Oh, yeah. Lenora in Cape Cod.
Lenora, welcome to the Help Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, and sorry for the loss of your father. We loved him.
Thank you.
And you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, I'm planning to go and see my mom, and her lawn hasn't been taken care of in years. And so there's a lot of weeds and stuff in there. And I was wondering, do we need to try to kill the weeds before we try to put the seeding down, if we do it this time of year?
It would definitely help it. There's an organic weed killer from BioSafe Systems that my father has talked about and that we talked about last week. It's an organic weed killer that will kill those weeds for you. It'd be great to be doing now. The reason why I recommend like this organic way, not only is it safe, but you can apply grass seed, I believe, within 7 days from it.
Okay.
It's a great little way to do it. What happens at this time of year, weeds are still actively growing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you put down grass seed, you don't want the grass seed to have to compete with something else.
Right.
So the less there is, as those like weeds, it doesn't have as much to compete with. So it competes with itself and gets stronger and better. So that's why I would suggest doing it. It's going to take you a couple times to get that lawn rejuvenated with seeding. So you're going to do it now. You're probably going to have to do it again in the spring and then in the fall again to really get it up there. But
okay.
Take care of like a application process. We talked earlier at 8 o'clock with Victoria from Natural Alternative. They have a bundle program where it gives you all 5 steps right away, all 5 applications. Usually it's 4 applications, but 5 is good because it gives you an extra one to help with the future. You can contact them and get that, or you can go to a garden center because a lot of garden centers will have that as well. But continuing the process of the program, doing that will help you have a stronger lawn later. One of the things I would suggest doing is, if possible, try to get a soil sample taken. Send it away to like the UMass Extension. And usually what happens is they'll give you what you need to do for certain fertilizers or certain what's in the soil, that type of thing.
Okay.
That'll help you build a system of what needs to be put down. I know Natural Alternative also does soil tests, so that might be a good one to call and say, hey, you're interested in doing this, you want to put this down and see what they can do. So that's an option. You can also talk with the guys and girls at BioSafe Systems.
Okay. I also have another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's for our lawn. My husband got some lawn food to put down. Now he's talking about putting lime down also. Is that necessary, or what does lime do for your lawn?
So lime will help you balance the pH of the soil. In New England, a lot of the soils naturally are like a 5.8, 5.9 or less. Your pH, the ideal pH that you want in your soil, is about a 6.5 to 6.8, close to 7. So liming helps bring that pH more alkaline instead of being acidic. The more acidic your soil is, the less your grass is going to grow. So that's why putting the lime down will help. There's some fast-acting limes out there that would really can help boost those things. But what I'd suggest is getting a soil sample to know where your pH is, know where your nutrient levels are, so you can really base what you're going to do on that.
Okay, you did get a lime, a soil sample.
So. Okay. Perfect. That's a great thing to have.
Can he put both the lawn food down and the lime stuff at the same time?
Yeah, right after another. Don't put it in like the same spreader, that type of thing. Just make sure it's one after the other.
Okay.
That's how I would do it. if you want, if you have questions about the soil sample, if your husband has some questions, he can always email me. Go to our website, go at paulparent.com, go all the way down. It has a contact us. If he wants to send me the soil sample, I can take a look at it and see if there's anything else that needs to be done to help you.
Okay.
It might take me a couple days to get back to you, but just realize that would be a good way. I can take a look at it and see if there's anything else we can do so you can have a stronger lawn.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the phone call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Again, like I said, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol in Massachusetts.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I have two questions.
Okay.
The first one is, when is the best time to prune a Rose of Sharon? And the second question is, when is the best time to transplant Lily of the Valley and peonies?
Okay, so the Rose of Sharon, the best time to prune it, and we've had a couple of people actually call with that today, you can prune it early in the spring. It's a great time to do it. The reason why I'm letting you know that other people are doing it is that other people are concerned at the same time, but other people have talked about one gentleman in particular does it in the spring. Every year, early spring, and he has usually good success. He had problems with the blossoms this year, but that was something else. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is because he does it every spring and has great success with his Rose of Sharon.
My Rose of Sharon had a lot of winter damage, and it's like laying down on the ground.
Yeah.
And I need to bring it up. Do you have any suggestions for that?
So if you want to get it together, you can use what's called like a jute twine. It's like a green biodegradable twine. They even sell it in like a brown. What you can do is you can tie that together, tie the plant up. You don't want to tie it too tight so it's like a, you know, really tight so you can't see anything. You want it to still flow.
Right.
So what you could do is if you have like a main stem in the middle, if you like a main leader that's the strongest that it looks like, maybe take some of the ones that are leaning down and tie it up to that. instead of tying around in a circle around the plant. That way, it's helping pull it up a little bit, and so it's getting off the ground. The other thing, with that winter damage, in the spring would be a good time to prune it. So cutting back some of that is going to help you get it stronger as well.
Okay.
Now, and your other question.
Yeah, the lily of the valley and the peonies.
So you can do it either early spring or in the fall when it started to go dormant. Anything that you transplant, the best time to do it is when there's really no leaves or stems. You know, for like a big shrub, it's going to be a trunk, that type of thing, or just branching, that type of thing. But with these, you want it to be starting to get into its dormancy period, so that way when you do it, there's not as much shock.
Okay.
So definitely in a couple weeks I would do it, and again in the spring, or in the spring. So hopefully that helps you.
Thank you so much. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. We're here for another couple minutes, so I just want to go right back into the phone lines, help out as many as possible. Before we do that, anybody who's on the line who doesn't get through today, feel free to go to the website, paulparent.com. Go all the way down and submit your question. I'll do everything I can to answer it as soon as possible. It still goes to my father's email. We're working on getting it sent to me, but I will get to it as soon as I can. The other thing for everybody who's been emailing in, looking for the newsletter, it is coming. We're going to be doing it in the next week or two. Just reorganizing some things, getting back to it. Takes a little bit of time, as you all know. So let's go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Robert in Ontario.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Talk to you about trimming tomatoes this time of year.
You want to trim them, you said?
Well, does it hurt to take the ones that have small tomatoes on that won't ripen?
It doesn't hurt.
Does it do any good?
Well, so it might take some of the... It might give back to the plant some of the nutrients because it is trying to put some of the, its nutrients into those tomatoes that haven't ripened, so it's putting fertilizer that's coming into it, nutrients and energy into that plant. Whereas if it's not there, it's going to put it into something else. The other thing you could do is if you have a lot of the green tomatoes, you can keep them on the windowsill in the sun. Sometimes they'll re-ripen. And then I know I'd have to find it, but I know my father had a recipe for green tomato jam on his website somewhere that was pretty good. So that, there's some options if you want to just, continue to use them. But I think it could be beneficial if you want the other ones to get stronger.
Doesn't hurt the plant itself to cut away some of the wounds.
No, it doesn't. It definitely doesn't hurt it, because of the fact that it would be just like picking a regular tomato that was on there. So I don't see it hurting it. It could definitely help it.
So we cut the ones with no tomatoes on. Is that detrimental to the system?
The branching. Yeah. Are you talking about? Well, so you don't want to cut the tallest parts of it. You can take some of the branching out that has nothing just to let some of the sunlight in, but not all of it. You want some of that air to...
So it doesn't favor the plant to cut back right now?
I mean, I don't think so. You might. It depends upon... I mean, you're in Ontario, so the temperatures might be get cooler a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been something more beneficial, maybe let's say at the beginning of August for you.
Yeah.
For, you know, more south you go, you can push it into this point. I'm just not sure when you'll get cold temperatures and like a first frost of the season, that type of thing. Because once you get a frost, it could affect it. Unless you have like an indoor garden, home garden, you could cut it back and keep it in, you know, with a grow light, that type of thing. That might not be a bad way to do it, but it does help promote new growth and help revigorate the plant. That's where I'm concerned, not about affecting the plant. I'm more concerned about the time that you're doing it, the time of the year.
Okay, what about elderberry? Should they be trimmed back?
They can be trimmed back after they've done what you want them to do, and you know, cut back by a third. Is the general rule of thumb to really get them for next year to get stronger and bigger.
They're about 10 feet high now.
So what I would look at is the amount of green that's on there. Say it's 10 feet tall, but only 6 feet of it is green.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you would take a third of that 6 feet, so 2 feet from that. So that's what I would look at it as, to do it as a third. Don't take the bottom where there's no stem, where there's no green leaves. Look at where there is the green leaf. If it's all green leaves, it's 10 feet tall, take a third of it, which is, you know, a little over 3 1/3.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you want to do it.
Okay,
it's based on rule of, that's the rule of thumb. So hopefully that helps you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Robert. And I'll be here next week on every Sunday following that, taking over for my father. Like I said before, go on to our website. If you have questions, go all the way down to the bottom. Contact us. You can email us. If you want, go to the podcast that's on there and listen to previous episodes. You might find some great, interesting stuff that my father has said way back. I think we have like 9 years of it. So it's pretty cool stuff. If you want, come see me later today at Mahoney's in Winchester. We're having our yellow tag sale starting tomorrow with 33% off, so it should be a good time to be planting. Other than that, go out and plant something, make this world a better place, and enjoy each other.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.